More than a decade has passed since the 2008 economic recession. To reflect on its effect on higher education in Northern Nevada, KUNR's Paulo Chalceda spoke with Arthur Chenin, an institutional research analyst at UNR who studied educational trends following the recession.
You did research on how the university changed following the 2008 recession. Can you tell me a little about your findings?
The most important thing that I found was that unlike most other institutions that had to make serious cuts at this time, we at UNR did not have to rely on adjunct faculty, or LOAs as we call them, and instead chose to rely more on continuing lecturers who are not tenure and tenure track faculty, but they are not adjuncts either. They are regular members of the faculty. They are hired for the explicit purpose of teaching, unlike tenure and tenure track professors who do teaching, who do research, who do public service. Therefore, the teaching load of the continuing lecturers is heavier. We turned a lot of our work onto them during this period in order to make up for the loss of programs, while at the same time having to deal with an incredibly large increase in the number of students enrolling at the university at the same time.
Okay, so enrollment increased. Can you tell me about the factors that led to that?
Several reasons, but the biggest one was, as I said, we faced major budget cuts, and so did the California public schools. Both the University of California system and the Cal State system saw even bigger cuts and bigger tuition increases than we did. And in the face of that, the University of Nevada, Reno actually became a good second choice for a lot of California students, especially those who were on the WUI package, which provided them with a discounted tuition over the regular out-of-state students. So we were a good second choice, and so they wound up coming here rather than staying in California.
But on the flip side, faculty numbers dropped?
There was a slight cut in faculty numbers. It was more of a case of getting rid of some programs, consolidating something. Some faculty members did lose their, we lost the faculty members. So, for example, we no longer have a German major, so got rid of all the German professors. I think there's one left now at the university. The School of Business got rid of their supply chain management program, and we lost three professors there. These are just examples that come to the top of my head. There was a lot of consolidation. There was a lot of getting faculty members who had been teaching for a long time to take an early retirement so we could cut our numbers that way without actually firing faculty members, if at all possible.
How did enrollment increasing and the reliance on non-tenure track professors affect classes at UNR?
In many cases, class sizes increased. It was simply a choice of, so instead of having three professors to teach three classes of 25 students, we would make one professor teach one lecture of 75. And this was a similar trend that we saw throughout the nation. So that was one part of it. And another thing was a change in going in what had been smaller classes, going to, for example, a bigger lecture, but then with smaller breakout sections that were being taught by graduate students.
Let's flash forward to today. Is UNR still relying on continuing lecturers?
In recent years, the numbers with the continuing lecturers have stayed the same. The number of adjuncts has increased slightly, but again, it's been a function of our increasing student enrollment. There are simply more students here. We have to teach them somehow. We can put them into bigger classes, but eventually that we reach a space issue. We don't have that many large lecture halls, so we've got to make compromises. We've got to find out the best way to teach students with what we've got.
And how about the university's growth? How's it look today?
We look good in our growth. We do. Like I said, there are always challenges and questions about the best way to provide education to the students, and you have to think about all of these things. Is a large section better? Is a smaller section better? Is teaching online better? We have found an increase in the amount of online teaching we've done lately because this generation of students has grown up literally with computers from the time they were toddlers. And so the idea of going, online and taking a class online is not strange to them. And they find that a way to also free up their schedules a bit.
We'll leave it here for today. That was Arthur Chenin, an institutional research analyst at the University of Nevada, Reno. Paulo Chalceda, KUNR News.
As a note of disclosure, the Nevada System of Higher Education owns a license to this station.